Libraries around the region are making science fun for kids. It's part of an effort to make science and technology more accessible to youth in the Grand Traverse region. A local nonprofit called Newton's Road is giving libraries high-tech toys like robots and complex puzzles. Elijah Daddario is drawing with a 3D pen.
So you can also make things from the kits themselves.
That's Andy Shuck helping Elijah. He's the youth coordinator at Traverse Area District Library. Shuck says it's one of 22 different types of learning tools found in a STEM kit.
We identified this a couple years ago as a need for families that they weren't able to get through, you know, all the time at school or after school.
The STEM kits started at his branch 2 years ago. Now they're available in Elk Rapids, the TC East Bay branch, and Kingsley libraries. Coding, geometric concepts, computer programming, physics, and anatomy are just a few of the concepts learned from toys and the kits.
I did a top and an open.
One of the coolest ones is this squishy human body, where the organs are all squishable, and so kids can like stretch out the small intestines and see that it's longer than the entire body.
That's Barb Turmott, who runs Newton's Road. The goal is now to raise more money to get the kits in 20 libraries across the region. Parents and kids can check out the STEM kits for free. For Sarah Flickinger, who has 2 daughters under 7, that's a win.
It's a good way to kind of bring science into the house and make it interesting.
She also loves that STEM toys go back to the library and don't stay in her toy collection.